May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. I'm D.C. Pooba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, preserving the legacy of Shunryu Suzuki and those whose paths crossed his, and anything else that comes to mind. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. Today, we share another brief memory regarding Suzuki Roshi. The intense emotional experience came upon me the first time I saw him at the San Francisco Zen Center. It was not triggered by anything he said or did. I've thought about this many times. I am not one given to being overly emotional, to put it mildly. Perhaps it had something to do with the setup. I had been up since maybe 3:30 a.m. We had done two 25-minute meditation sessions, plus the breakfast and about 15 minutes of walking meditation, then upstairs and chanting and prostrations. He entered the room slowly, turned and stood silently facing the room, and I was destroyed. Even now, all these years later, I still weep trying to type this. I struggled not to sob out loud. I had not a clue what was happening to me, but I knew it was important. That beaming face. I felt overwhelming gratitude. It was ecstatic weeping. I knew with absolute certainty that my life had changed. This story is from an anonymous contributor. Didn't even send it to me directly, and thought about it a long time before sending it. And there, he sent two other memories that I will follow up with next time. It sounds like this person came on a Saturday and did the two 40-minute, not 25-minute, sitting periods with a 10-minute walking meditation, keening in between. Breakfast, he said, then breakfast. Well, I think he's got the order wrong. Then they walk upstairs and have a service. And this is at the Page Street City Center. And then breakfast is after that. Could have been that they were serving breakfast downstairs. No, I don't think so. That would be a session. But anyway, none of that matters. It doesn't have anything to do with this story. This experience he had was not something produced by Shunryu Suzuki. It was something that happened because of his life had led up to that. And seeing Suzuki was like a trigger. I mean, this is the way I look at it. But Suzuki did have great presence, and somebody could look at him and pick up on something unique. In fact, that was quite common. This is a rather unusual reaction to seeing him for the first time, but not unheard of. And this sort of relationship with a teacher, he only saw him three times, is not outside of that Buddhist tradition. You know, different people have different paths. Some people some people come and they'd stay for their whole life. And let's say they're devoted to the teacher, and if that teacher passes on, they'll continue on. They might become priests, they might be lay people, but they'll stay very close to it. Some people would just pass through, and I'm talking about the people who are really impressed by it. I mean, number of people just come and go, oh, well, that's interesting, and go on, right? But I'm talking about people who it makes some great impression in their lives. Some of them were there just briefly, like this. And, you know, we have, we are greatly changed by things that happen over a long period of time and things that happen over an extremely brief period of time and everything in between. So this is what happened to this person. He sent it to Jane Hirschfeld, the poet, and she sent it to me. And he didn't send it to her right away. The whole thing's on Cuke.com under Brief Memories. It's the second one. So you can read his whole letter and her comments there. Just write, just go to Cuke.com and write Brief Memories in the site search box and then go to the second one. I imagine that would do it. There's other ways to get there with drop-down menu. This has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Puba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonor with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.